You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, gun owners and anti-gunners alike, to Armed American Radio, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. I'm your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine, the flagship publication of the USCCA. Visit us and join us at www.usconcealedcarry.com. Our producer is Sean, and the numbers, if you would like to participate in this evening's show, are 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. Or feel free to email me live on the air at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll get you read live on the air. Folks, another exciting night tonight. I'd like to welcome our two newest affiliates, Smart Radio AM 700 KBYR, the best news and talk for Alaska. We are now feeding your head with Armed American Radio. Welcome to the program. And the radio station with Nevaditude, I love that, 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT, Reno, Carson City, Sparks, Nevada. We are now feeding your head with Armed American Radio. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, where your rights to defend your life are never open for debate on this show. Never. You have the God-given right to self-defense, and we proudly proclaim it on this program. First, we're going to get to some letters and then some very important news before we get to our first guest tonight, Mr. Skip Coriel, who will be joining us momentarily. But there is some very important stuff happening out there in the land of government. S 845 to amend Chapter 44 of Title 18, United States Code, to allow citizens who have concealed carry permits from the state in which they reside, get this, to carry concealed firearms in another state that grants concealed carry permits if the individual complies with the laws of the state. Folks, this is dynamite stuff, and the NRA is reporting today that the vote on the right to carry is coming up this week. Now, I'm going to read this because it is so vital, and it impacts all of us as permit holders. What this means is, if this passes, if you have a concealed carry permit, for example, and you reside in Reno, Nevada, your permit will be good anywhere you travel in a state that has concealed carry laws. Just like a driver's license, just like a marriage license, just like it ought to be. So this is dynamite stuff, and I'm going to read this real quick. A vote to protect your right to travel out of state with a firearm could come to a vote next week, even as early as Monday. Senators John Thune and David Vitter are the sponsors of S 845, a bill that will establish concealed carry reciprocity amongst the several states. So I won't go into any more detail on that. You get the gist of it. If you have never picked up the phone and dialed your senators, now is the time to do so. Ask them to co-sponsor this bill. There are 22 co-sponsors on here now. And not only to co-sponsor the bill, but to support the bill. This is very important stuff, and this could change everything for us out there. You know, you won't need that Utah permit to add another 30 states, 33, 34, whatever it's up to, or Florida permit. Your permit will be good. Dynamite stuff. So please, please get involved. Couple letters here real quick. First off, let me just say, love the show, and you probably hear or read this more than one time a week. You should make the broadcast longer, like 2 hours instead of one. You are correct. We hear that regularly. It's the biggest complaint we get. I stumbled upon your show when I renewed my USCCA membership, locked in for 3 years, best buy for the money. I really did not hear you pushing the USCCA membership, maybe due to the fact that I only listened to the first couple broadcasts, just downloaded all the broadcasts to the good faithful iPhone. We appreciate that. I love your guests from the show, and again, hate to sound like a broken record, but are there any plans in the works for making your broadcast longer? Well, the answer to that question is yes. Takes time, but we will get there. The support for this program is growing rapidly across the country, and we're getting some very positive feedback from stations that want to become affiliates, so stick with us. We hope to be adding them weekly. We are growing like a weed here, and that's because of your support. We appreciate it very much. In closing, Richard in Jacksonville, Florida says, love the show. Hope you're able to do more broadcasts for a longer duration. We do too. Mark, I've been listening to your show and have started emailing the program director of a local conservative talk radio station, 1110 AM in Charlotte, trying to get them to pick up your program. I heard you read an email from a crew member of a NASCAR team and thought I'd let you know that there are plenty of us working for NASCAR teams in this area that are gun enthusiasts and concealed carry advocates. I've been trying to turn on all the people I know and shoot with to your program. I particularly enjoyed the Masad Ayoub interview and the show you did with Jim Butler and Marco Ricaldone, which in particular illustrated just how fast things can happen and just how bad they can get. I hope you can include more interviews with armed Americans who have used their firearms for self-defense and are willing to discuss it. Also, I am interested in becoming more involved in activism, work along the lines of what the good people at the VCDL are doing. I would greatly appreciate it if you could discuss ways for the average person to get involved and even start a group in their local area like the VCDL. Keep up the great work, Daniel Haught. That's in Concord, North Carolina. First of all, Daniel, and everybody else out there, if you've been listening to the program for any length of time, you know that Armed American Radio and the NASCAR Nation are the best of friends. I'm one of the biggest NASCAR fans there is. Love the sport, love the activity, so thank you very much. It's great to know we're being listened to by some of those teams out there. Thank you very much. Makes us feel really good here. Regarding starting a group like the VCDL, I would recommend going back and listening, Daniel, to the first broadcast on April 26th, where we interviewed Mr. Ed Stone. Ed Stone is the president and one of the original founders and board member of GeorgiaCarry.org. And if you heard that program, you'll recall that GeorgiaCarry.org was founded by four gentlemen in the back of a Shoney's. So that's how you do it. Maybe get the Shoney's if you got them up there. But it doesn't take much. Form the organization, incorporate it, form it as a nonprofit, however you want to do it. You and two or three like-minded individuals can start a group that can make a huge, huge difference out there. Just look at VCDL and Georgia Carry. These groups are Iowa Carry, for example, and we'll talk a little bit about that with our first guest coming up shortly. So definitely get involved out there. Stay involved. We appreciate that very much. This letter coming up was one of the neatest ones I got all week, and then we'll get to our guest. Mark, I want to start off by saying that I love your show. I download each episode every chance I get, assuming the generators stay on long enough to allow me to do so. And I can't thank you enough for all the information you pack into each show. I just spent the last couple hours reading nearly every word on Kathy Jackson's website, corneredcat.com, and wow, what a great website. Even though it's all pink, it's a must-read for every armed American citizen out there, especially us men. It has a plethora of useful information and was a joy to read. My wife and I are both new to the concealed carry lifestyle, and my wife has taken a surprising liking to the idea. In fact, the only problem we have had so far is that she likes to acquire my guns. She just put pink roses on my new Kimber Tactical Pro, thus making it her own. Not to worry, she made it up to me by buying me the Dan Wesson I have been drooling over. Shooting is becoming a wonderful family pastime that includes our children, and this website is just a wonderful resource. I can't say enough about it. I want to thank you again for not only supporting my Second Amendment, but more importantly, for empowering other Americans to stand up and do the same. It's important that you know you are making a difference. Keep up the great work. Best wishes, Kevin Smith, Iraq. Folks, Armed American Radio, we've said it before, is being listened to everywhere, but that's a great letter to get from somebody in Iraq who's making a difference, who's really, truly making a difference. Kevin Smith in Iraq, thank you very much. Please stay safe and come home safe. We appreciate your service, whatever it may be, on behalf of all of us. Having said that, let's move to our first guest tonight. Skip Coriel joins us. Skip Coriel, noted author, now lives with his wife and children in Michigan. He works full-time as a professional writer, and Blood in the Streets is his sixth published book. We're going to talk about that book in length. Skip is an avid hunter and sportsman who loves the outdoors. He's also a Marine Corps veteran, a graduate of Cornerstone University, and the chief pistol instructor for Ted Nugent United Sportsmen of Michigan. Skip is the former Michigan State Director for Ted Nugent's organization. He has served on the board of directors for Michigan Sportsmen Against Hunger, as well as Iowa Carry Incorporated. He is a certified NRA pistol instructor and range safety officer, teaching personal protection in the home course for those wishing to obtain concealed pistol permits or concealed carry licenses. Skip is the president of White Feather Press and the co-owner of Midwest Tactical Training. He is also the founder of the Second Amendment March. We're going to discuss that in length. And anybody that wants more information can go visit Skip over at, where is that? SkipCoriel.com. We've got a whole other bunch of websites out there. Skip, welcome to Armed American Radio. You're on the program with us. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. I'm real happy to be here. I've been excited all day long to be on this show because a lot of things we got to talk about.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, there's just not enough time, Skip, and you and I spent a lot of time preparation here. And, you know, I read your book. I told you today, Blood in the Streets. What a dynamite read. And I recommend everybody pick this thing up. Everybody pick this thing up. Skip, what's going to happen is I ran my gator a little bit too long, about 30 seconds here, 25 seconds, we're going to go to a break. So let me just tell everybody what we're going to be talking about with you tonight. The Second Amendment March, huge. Your book, Political Correctness, Trying to Silence Gun Owners, Activism as It Relates to Advancing the Cause of Gun Rights, the Ted Nugent interview I did, and Women in the Second Amendment. Dynamite, dynamite stuff. So thank you very much for joining us. Hang in there. Here we got the music in the headphones. Skip, I apologize, but we will be right back on Armed American Radio, everybody, with Skip Coriel momentarily.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
The outlandish claims are everywhere. Settle your debt for pennies on the dollar. Trinity wants you to know the whole truth about debt settlement plans. Fact, most debt settlement clients pay thousands in upfront fees only to end up in bankruptcy with their credit scores ruined. It's true. With debt settlement, your creditors can sue you, forcing you to sell your assets and surrender your paycheck to wage garnishment. If you have a sincere desire to meet your obligations, remember this. Trinity has been a loyal member of the Christian Radio family for more than 20 years. Let us show you how to work within your budget, pay off your debt, save thousands, improve your credit rating, and preserve your good name. Call 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-936-5348.
Anybody know where that comes from? I believe that is from Saving Private Ryan, an unbelievable movie. Skip Coryell, you are back on Armed American Radio. Now let's get into the teeth of what we want to talk about. Sorry about that break and running my gator so long, my friend.
That's okay. You take the lead. What do you want to talk about, Mark?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to read a quote here from your book because I think it says about everything that the listeners want to hear relative to the right to keep and bear arms and the reason most people, I think, carry a gun for self-defense. And Skip, when I'm sitting in the McDonald's, you write, and I quote, when I'm sitting in the McDonald's playroom and a man walks in brandishing a gun, his life is forfeit. I will kill that man as quickly as possible. To do anything less is to violate the will of God and the nature of my own humanity. Talk to us about that a little bit. It's powerful stuff.
Well, it's powerful because it's common sense. I mean, it's straightforward. It's straight-laced. I mean, those words that I'm saying there, those are the brains that God gave you, that you were born with. And we have gotten so twisted around, north is south and south is north and, right is wrong and, black is white. It's all screwed up in our country to the point where we can't even defend ourselves against some criminal scum bad guy who comes in and starts shooting little kids, for fear that we're going to, be taken to court or, some godforsaken awful thing. It's just, it's ridiculous. People need to reach around and find where their head is, pull it out, and then reach down between their legs and grab what else God gave them and have some guts, have some bravery, some courage. People need to do what they've been doing in this country for hundreds of years, and that's to fight tyranny, that's to fight bad guys. Common sense is not as common as it used to be, and we got to get back to that. We've got to get back to good old-fashioned American traditional values where if someone breaks into your home, you shoot the bastard, call the police, and have them drag the body out. I know that sounds a little bit cold and callous in this society, but that's my point. This society is all screwed up, and it's people like you and me and just average Americans who've got to stand up and say, enough is enough.
God, guns, guts, and glory, correct?
Absolutely.
Well, Skip, that goes to the political correctness and silencing gun owners, and let's kind of segue into that right here, because
sure.
I think what we're talking about here is the fact that political correctness and the left have been very, very successful with the help of the mainstream media in helping to silence gun owners. Now, you talk about that at length in your book, Blood in the Streets. Talk to us a little bit about political correctness and why you think it's happening to us as gun owners and what you think the overall objective of these folks is. Because it is. It's crushing us as Americans, and it's hurting our freedoms.
Yeah, it is. I think in the book I titled the chapter "The PC Gestapo," and that's really what it is. It's very tyrannical. It came on kind of subtle, because one of the things about good people is they want to be thought well of. Our reputations are very important to us, and once the far left anti-gun people figured that out, they just dug in and said, if we can silence all these gun owners by making certain things good and certain things bad, and if they don't subscribe to our terminology, our definition of terms, then we can call them bad. And good people don't like that. Our reputations are very, very important to us. And I was talking with a guy about 2 weeks ago from Washington D.C. His name is Ken Chandler. And he's got a website called blackmanwithagun.com. And I encourage everybody to go on there and listen to some of this guy's stuff. He's got a podcast, and he had me on his show, his radio show, and he interviewed me. And while we were off the air, we got to talking about political correctness, and I told him, and we were getting along really good. We had a lot in common. You know, he's a Marine Corps veteran, and so is I. You know, I'm a Christian, so is he. He's a reverend, in fact. And, you know, he's a CCW instructor, and so am I. So we got along really good. And I said, Ken, you know, with all this garbage about political correctness, and what am I supposed to call you? I said, you know, I know I'm supposed to call you an African-American, but that just sounds so stupid, and it takes so long to say, what am I supposed to call you? And he says, yeah, I know it's a load of crap, isn't it? And then we started talking about how it divides gun owners. And it really, really does, because, you know, by definition, you know, political correct definition of terms, just to own a gun is to be a bad person. And the mainstream media has defined it as guns equal crime, therefore gun owners equal criminals.
Well, you know, Skip, let me interrupt real quick. We talk about that on this program on a fairly regular basis. Now, I believe that one of the most dangerous entities in America today is the mainstream media for a number of reasons. We just simply do not have time to discuss on this program. But they have been very effective in doing what you're talking about and silencing gun owners. Now, I'm sure you saw the ABC Appease the Brady campaign hit piece on gun owners. I'm sure you saw that. But we talk about it regularly here that these people just cannot wrap their brains around the fact that law-abiding people are not criminals. And by throwing political correctness in there and silencing our voices, what kind of damage is it doing to America?
Well, it's doing a ton of damage, and it's not just to gun owners. It's just to freedom in general. You know, you look at the Bill of Rights, and they're all lined up like dominoes. And when you knock one down, they all go down. And you and I both know that the Second Amendment is the one right that protects all others. You know, that's the gatekeeper of liberty. That's the bastion of our hope. But along with that, you know, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, that is the one right that protects the Second Amendment. And when we stop talking about our gun rights, when we stop demanding from our elected officials that they not take away our guns, that they not infringe on our gun rights, then they start thinking, well, you know what? They're not saying anything. They're not complaining that it must be okay. And then they'll go ahead and infringe a little bit. And then they'll look around, and nobody did anything. They infringe a little bit more. And this is something that's been going on for 40, 50 years now.
Oh, they have been very successful at it. Listen, hats off to the enemy camp here, okay? Their practice has been working. They've been very good at infiltrating our universities, filling our kids' heads with a bunch of garbage. Okay, I remember reading somewhere about a child coming home from school and his assignment or her assignment was to make a poster about why guns are bad. Now, the day that ever happens in my kid's school, we got an issue with the administration. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm down south, and we're in a very gun-friendly area. So we're okay there. But we're going to be taking a break here in about 30 to 45 seconds. So let's wrap up the political correctness thing, if you will, and tell us what you think can be done about it before you start hearing that music in your head.
Sure. Yeah, I think basically, Mark, it has to come back to good old-fashioned courage and activism. We can't sit back and say, oh, no, what are these people going to think about me if they know I have a gun? Who the hell cares what they think? They're the bad guys. They're the enemy. They want to suck every ounce of freedom out of America. You know, this is America with a C, not America with a K. We got to stand up, courage, bravery, tell them that, yes, I own a gun.
I love it. Stick with us, folks. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back after the break.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
That's great stuff. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, everybody. Thanks for joining us on the Armed American Radio Network. Skip Coriel joins us again real quick, and we've got a caller on the line we'll get to in just a couple seconds here. Skip, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Good to be here, Mark.
Okay. You know, we could go on and on and on about this and get angry. It angers me, some of this stuff, but I want to go back and focus on a couple things from your book because it was such a dynamite read. You know, there's a, again, I'm going to quote this, Skip, if that's okay for you.
Sure, yeah.
All right. Where is this? This is sick and disgusting. Why do I subject my students to this? For two reasons. First, it lets everyone in the class know that this isn't just fun and games. This is talking about you doing what? Showing a video of an armed robbery gone very, very wrong, correct?
Yeah, yeah. It went really bad.
Now, during that video, the store owner is shot, correct?
Yeah, he is shot. He complied with everything the bad guy wanted, and he still got shot.
Well, you know, you make a comment in here that's great. It says, this latter response has never made sense to me because the robber has already demonstrated apathy for your life by pointing a deadly weapon at you. By complying with his demands, you are exhibiting an unfounded trust that he will do what's in your best interest. I realize that sometimes all the bad guy wants is your money, but how do you know? You have 2 seconds. This is critical stuff. You have 2 seconds to look a stranger in the face and answer this question. Does he just want my money, or does he also want to kill me? Not even Freud could make that determination correctly. Man, that's powerful stuff, and how right is it?
Yeah, it is. It's a really tough read, and, you know, for me personally, you know, it's going to vary from one person to the next, you know, based on their personality, their level of aggression, and, you know, how well prepared and trained they are, but for me, I'm not going to take any chances. Someone sticks a gun or a knife in my face, I'm going to assume that they're going to pull the trigger and that they're going to try and kill me, and I'm going to take some evasive action.
Don't you have to? And I've said on this program as well, too, I believe it is an inherent responsibility and a solemn duty that you be armed and have the ability to protect and defend yourself and especially your family. I've never understood the mindset of a man not having the ability to defend not only his life but the lives of his family. I just don't get that. Call me strange, but I don't understand how a man cannot have the means to defend his family. That is his number one responsibility above and beyond anything else. Skip, we've got a caller on the line here, and I'm going to get some input here. We're going to be bringing in Mr. Jerry Evans. Jerry Evans is the host of Safari Club International, SCI International, and the owner of Evans Broadcasting, the owner of the newest, our newest affiliate, the station with Nevatitude, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, Reno, Carson City, and Sparks. Jerry, welcome. You're on Armed American Radio. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Mark, it's good to be here, and hello to Skip as well. Good to have you on the air. How timely. You've got public defender budgets being cut all across the United States. People got to learn how to defend themselves. So good luck with your show, and good to have you on the air.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate being out in your neck of the woods in a very gun-friendly area it is. Jerry, you sent me an email that I want to share with the listeners because it's so important. And, Skip, I want to get your read on this as well, too. This came from the NRA, and there's just a dichotomy here that I want people to hear. And it says, Dear Nevada NRA member, within 5 weeks of the inauguration, anti-gun Attorney General Eric Holder announced that the Obama administration would seek to reinstate the expired and failed federal assault weapons ban, quote-unquote. The following day, your senior U.S. Senator and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, I don't even like saying his name, stated flatly that he would oppose an effort to reinstate the ban if the Senate were to vote on it in the future. Such a forthright statement helped prevent the anti-gun media and groups from building any momentum on this important issue. And his opposition to gun bans has been consistent during his tenure in office. For many years now, Harry Reid has been supporting our Second Amendment right in the U.S. Senate. He was instrumental in Senate passage twice and eventual enactment into law in 2005 of the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which shut down lawsuits against gun manufacturers and dealers attempting to hold them liable for the criminal misuse of firearms by others. Senator Reid co-sponsored S-659 in the 108th Congress and voted against poison pill amendments to include the Feinstein Amendment to ban assault weapons and the Kennedy Amendment that would have banned most hunting ammunition. Senator Reid voted for, and it goes on and on, in this congressional session, Senator Reid voted for the Ensign Amendment to repeal the gun in our the gun ban in our nation's capital, and he co-sponsored S-1414 to do this in the 108th Congress. Accordingly, please contact Senator Reid and thank him for supporting our gun rights using the following information. Jerry, talk to me about this. What am I supposed to think here?
That is a kick in the teeth to me and my family and everything I've done for the NRA over the last 5 years. And I did a little homework. Since 2005, I have run over 5,000 public service announcements for the NRA. And people like you, Mark, and people like Tom Gresham and Jim Scouten and on have been practically begging people to join the NRA. If the NRA is going to get involved in politics, they should do their homework, because right now Harry Reid is more vulnerable than he has ever been in Nevada. And there's something that's actually, it's bigger than the NRA, it's bigger than you, Skip, or you, Mark, or me, and that is our country in the military. And I want to go back and remind people of Harry Reid's history with our military. While my son was over in what CBS News called the most dangerous place in the world in 2004, in November 2004, Haifa Street, Harry Reid was screaming louder than any Democrat in Washington for more of those Abu Ghraib photos to be released. In other words, while our guys are over there, while our men and women are over in Iraq fighting, and while it's as hot as it's ever been, Harry Reid is practically being offered a primetime show on Al Jazeera, whatever, so he can so that he can throw more gas on the fire, putting our troops in more danger so he can score political points, make Bush look bad. That's Harry Reid. Now, fast forward 2007, when my son's over there on his second tour, and he is trying to defund the military, defund the war that he voted for. Now, imagine yourself in Barcelona in 41 or 42, getting bombed, getting a crap bombed out of you by the Germans, and you got a politician back in the United States trying to defund you while you're at war, and a war that you voted for nonetheless. That's Harry Reid. And I talked to some other people about this, and the difference between Harry Reid losing or winning this year could be this letter to NRA members in Nevada. Thank you, NRA.
You know, that is, Skip, give me your opinion on this, because you talk about some political correctness, you get into some politics in your book. I would really like to hear your opinion on what's happening here too, because you've got Harry Reid and the NRA, and I understand the position they're in politically. Okay, I get that. However, I don't know that we need that one gun owner senator with everything else that he does that Jerry just talked about. Thoughts? You're a Marine.
Yeah, well, it makes me angry when I hear stuff like that. You know, when you were reading that letter about Harry Reid, I thought there was a mistake, some kind of a typo, because that didn't sound like Harry Reid at all, as someone who, you know, sucks up to the NRA and to gun owners, because he's not that way at all. My only problem with the NRA, and I'm an NRA instructor, I'm an NRA recruiter, I love the NRA, I'm a member, but I'm telling you, when they get too political and too cute, it's an insult to all of us gun owners, because we're not stupid. We know who's pro-gun and we know who's anti-gun.
Well, you know, Jerry, you mentioned in a previous conversation that he's doing other things. Let's face facts. Let's call a spade here. He's a coward, just like every other politician out there, especially the Democrats right now running scared, okay? They know that gun owners wield an awful lot of power in the upcoming 2010 elections and beyond, okay? And the one thing he fears more than anything else, Jerry, if I'm not mistaken, is what? Losing his job.
Exactly.
And he's going to suck up as much as he can. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. And everything in the letter is factually correct. However, again, if you're going to get involved in politics, do your homework, NRA. Harry Reid is barely hitting a 30% approval rating, and there are a couple of really good people that may run against him this year. He stands a very good chance of losing, but imagine if it's the NRA that gets Harry Reid elected. And what did Harry Reid say about this particular woman that's been in front of this committee recently? How do you think he's going to vote? This is a rhetorical question, of course.
It definitely is. Hey, guys, hang with us. Jerry, stick with us through the break. Skip, you too. Welcome to Armed American Radio, everybody. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Isn't that great stuff, folks? I love that bumper music coming back in. It sounds almost like Christmas at my house. Hey, just real quick before we get back with Jerry and with Skip, I was talking with my producer in between the breaks, who also produces the Dennis Miller Show, and I think everybody will get a kick out of the fact that he likes this show better. And that's what he told me. That's pretty good stuff, Jerry.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell Dennis that because we carry the Dennis Miller Show on KKFT as well.
Well, he likes this better.
Oh, good. Well,
his producer likes this better. Let's make that clear.
He's got good taste. Let me just say real quick, Al Jazeera, I got to apologize. My blood boils when I think about all these families like mine that have kids that are over in Iraq or Afghanistan and have served. And I've been to too many memorial services. But to hear somebody from this state of Nevada say, also, this war is lost, which Al Jazeera took and ran with, and then have the NRA send out a letter of support, it just makes my blood boil.
Yeah, it is mind-boggling stuff. And thank you, Jerry, and your family and your son for your service and your sacrifice while your son's over there fighting on our behalf.
Well, it's and I will say, it's them, it's not me. It's my wife, the former Blue Star president in Nevada, and it's two boys. I got one in Marine Recon, and I got one in the Army. So it's them. I'd like to take credit for them being such great individuals, but it has nothing to do with me.
Well, they are heroes, without a doubt. Jerry, I want to keep you on here, and I want to get your take on what Skip and I are going to talk about here, because you're probably familiar with some of these programs. Skip, the Second Amendment March, you founded it. Dynamite stuff. Tell the listeners about it.
Second Amendment March. We founded it back in February, and what we were planning on doing, Mark, is April 19th, 2010, that's the anniversary of Lexington Concord, we are holding a march on Washington, D.C. It's a peaceful, unarmed march where we are going to announce loud, proud, and bold that we are pro-Second Amendment, and they are not going to take our Second Right keeping their arms away from us. Between now and then, we're doing Second Amendment town hall meetings all across the country. We have dozens of them forming right now. They're similar to the Tea Parties, if you're familiar with those, but they focus specifically on the right to keep and bear arms. And we're also holding, in March and beginning of April next year, we're holding state capitol rallies in every state capitol in this great country of ours. So that's what Second Amendment March is all about. If you want to hear about it and find out more, you can go to secondamendmentmarch.com.
Let's give a couple more of your websites out there, too, while we're on that topic. SkipCoryell.com, SkipCoryell.com, SkipCoryell.com. Also, WhiteFeatherPress.com is important. Take a look at that because you can pick up six of your books out there. SecondAmendmentMarch.com, which you just mentioned, and MWTAC.com, which is Midwest Tactical Training. Did I get that right?
Absolutely, you got it.
Okay. Now, you said something about tea parties. I'm not familiar with tea parties. I watch ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN. What are tea parties? I'm just being facetious.
Yeah, I think you are. Taxed enough already. Actually, I'm speaking at a tea party in Springfield, Missouri, I think on August 15th. I'm really looking forward to that. Actually, it's, you know, if you listen to the mainstream press, they wouldn't exist. But, you know, hundreds and hundreds and thousands, maybe millions of freedom-loving Americans know about the Tea Parties, and they're jumping on board. And Second Amendment March is just, it's a Tea Party for Second Amendment activists.
Isn't it amazing, Jerry and Skip, that you've got millions of Americans participating in these marches, and you don't hear a peep about it? Unless you're involved, you're not getting anything. And if you do, you're getting some wacko from Air America like Janine Garofalo, who ruins 24 for me, by the way. Such a great program, and it's hard to look at her. But now, tell me something, Skip, on Second Amendment March. Is Ted Nugent involved with that? I should tell the listeners that you and Ted Nugent are very good friends, and we all know where he stands.
Yeah, Ted's been involved from the beginning in an advisory capacity. He called me up just a little bit ago and talked for about half an hour on, you know, how other people are going to view it and giving me, you know, strategy and tactical comments and advice. So, yeah, he's heavy into it, and he wants to be there. Basically, if you've ever seen that movie, A Field of Dreams, with Kevin Costner, basically Ted said, if you build it, I will come. And so I've got to satisfy all these conditions, and I've got to make it a rousing success, and he'll be there because I'm not going to fail. That's not what Marines do. We're going to make this very successful. We're going to have tons of people there, and I will make sure that Ted is there singing the national anthem and getting everybody all fired up. That's my job.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If he can bring that axe of his with him, boy, he'll really fire up the crowd at that thing. Jerry, are you familiar with Second Amendment March?
I heard about it, and actually Skip and I exchanged a few emails on that back in February, and we're going to try to do everything we can to get him some exposure for that as it gets closer. And by the way, out here in Nevada, we call them KKFT parties. And by the way, 4th of July, 85 degrees, almost 90 degrees, 4th of July, a holiday in Reno. Mark, we had 3,000 people show up for a KKFT party on the 4th of July in Reno.
Did you get any coverage on it besides your broadcasting corp?
The local Reno Gazette Journal, which, by the way, endorsed John Kerry for president.
Oh, boy.
They did give us a little bit of ink on it, but I was surprised. April 15th, the first tea party was a fantastic. I mean, we had thousands of people in front of the state capitol. But to see these, you think they're going to trail off, but they have actually grown. To have something like this happen on the 4th of July was a big, big surprise for us.
No, that's dynamite stuff. And Skip, I'm sure you're aware of this. Jerry, you probably are as well. Here in Atlanta, we had one of the biggest in the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what kind of coverage it's getting. You know, you get the local coverage here and you see it, but I don't know what it's getting nationwide. You just don't see it in the mainstream media, and that's why that entity is so scary today, because of the power and the axe that they wield. And I forget who it was. I think it was Thomas Jefferson that once said, the power, or Benjamin Franklin, the power of the press belongs to those who own one, and that's frightening.
Yeah. Well, thank God for you know, the internet and for talk radio, because, you know, basically what the mainstream media is doing is they're rendering themselves irrelevant because more and more people are finding out that they're not alone. You know, I'm a big Glenn Beck fan, and, you know, one of his favorite sayings for me is, you know, we surround them, and there really are more of us than them, and people are finding that out, despite the fact that the mainstream media is just a liberal ventriloquist dummy. So, you know, they're going to be irrelevant here in just a matter of years. They're cutting their own throats.
Well, you know, they have really shot their own wad here, and I do not understand why the upper management of some of these huge broadcasting corporations, because what's happening here, and I don't want to get too involved in it, we're very short on time, but, you know, when these guys are now pushing a political agenda, it's a very, very dangerous thing. And they've come out of the closet, and everybody now knows what their political deal is, and that's very frightening. Jerry and Skip, let's talk real quick about women and guns. Skip, this is something I wanted to cover with you. And Jerry, you told me earlier today when I talked to you that you were doing what with your wife?
Oh, you caught me yesterday. I was actually, both my wife and I have gotten conceal and carry permits, and I teach my daughter to go out and hunt. She's not a big fan of shooting. She's a good shot, but she goes out and does it. And just like what you're preaching, Mark, and what Skip preaches, is you've got to, especially now, learn how to defend yourself. Those 911 calls do not save lives. Rarely do they save lives. You've got to take action. You've got to take it quickly. So you've got to, for any of you guys out there listening, you've got to get your wife, your daughter, your niece, you've got to get them all involved in shooting and learning how to protect themselves. Send them to school with pepper spray, if nothing else, but you got to get them out and involved. Yeah, I was actually buying a holder for my wife's little Walther that she likes to carry.
Yeah, that's beautiful stuff. Skip, give us your take on women and guns. Very, very important.
Yeah, very important, because they make up 52% of the electorate. So women are the future of the Second Amendment in this country. 8 years ago, 10% of my CCW classes were women. Now it's between 25% and 30%. And
give us those growing numbers again. What was it?
8 years ago, it was less than 10%. Today, it's between 25% and 30% of my students are women. They're coming in droves. They're waking up, and, you know, security has always been a core need, emotional need for women, and they realize that they have to have that. You know, you have to look at the Second Amendment March. You know, most of my really hardest workers are women. You know, and in Second Amendment March, we're getting people that aren't even gun owners that are coming on board and are saying, you know, we recognize the need for the Second Amendment, even though I don't want to own a gun. You know, I'm still going to fight for everyone else's right to own a gun. And most of the people that are doing that, they're women. And they are the bulldozers in Second Amendment March, and we are happy to have them.
Yeah, you know, it's very important. And I think what we're seeing now, we're going to run out of time here. I'm hearing it in my headphones from the magic voice in the sky that we've got about, and see, we got music coming in here. So I'm going to have to thank Skip Coriel and Jerry Evans for joining us this evening.
Mark, can I just please ask people...
Go right ahead.
Contact the NRA, not only those of you who live in Nevada, but everywhere in the U.S., contact the NRA and tell them and give them your opinion about this endorsing Harry Reid for the next Senate election.
You got it, Jerry. Thank you so much. We've got about 15 seconds, everybody. Catch us at usconcealedcarry.com, armedamericanradio.org, and skipcoriel.com. Thanks to Jerry Evans. Thanks to Skip Coriel. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, everybody. We'll see you right here next week. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby. Like a dog.